Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being made new. We're prepared for the Son. He's the one that makes us new so that we're ready. And so each morning, we've been taking a look at a different aspect of how the Spirit of God, the sacrifice of Jesus, the work of God in our life makes us new. And the various components of life which are now new. And today we're going to focus in on a new attitude. Probably times in life where someone may have told you or at least thought that you need a different attitude. You may have even thought you needed a different attitude. But sometimes our attitudes are difficult to change. We've worked long and hard to get them to where they're at. And sometimes deliberately, other times we've just kind of been formed in that fashion by not resisting, by giving in to the pressures, the demands, and not keeping our eyes focused on Jesus. We think about this new attitude. Ephesians 4, verse 23 says, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. Now, it's a verse that kind of seems like it's out of place. Well, it's in place, just when it's by itself, it isn't. The context is Paul's writing to the Ephesians about putting off the old self so that we can become new, so that we can put on the Christ as our new self. And part of doing that is to allow the Spirit of God to make us new in our attitudes by a changing of our mind. We often think of repentance as no longer doing bad things and starting to do good things. Sometimes we just think of it as no longer doing bad things, but if we expand it a little, we think, well, okay, I'm doing bad things. I'm going to turn around and start doing good things. Well, that's the visible results that ought to be present. But repentance is really a changing of the mind. It's a new attitude. I no longer want to do the things that are sinful, the things that are harmful, the things that are unproductive. My mind has turned towards things which are holy, which are beneficial, which produce good fruit. In fact, Jesus says that the Bible tells us that we ought to take every thought captive, making it obedient to Christ. This new attitude comes when we allow Jesus to form it. As I mentioned as we led into this, that our attitudes are formed by a lot of different things. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you get out of bed wrong, and maybe you stub your toe on the bed frame and you spill your coffee and traffic is horrible. Then you arrive at work and you're grumbling at everyone and everyone's, what in the world's going on with you? Your attitude has been shaped by unpleasant circumstances that you've experienced all morning. And instead of taking each of those thoughts captive as they came, they just built into a new attitude, but a bad attitude. And that seems to be the natural flow of life unless we deliberately, with the help of God's Spirit, intervene. And it may not be those circumstances in your life, but those circumstances that are just a natural part of life that we don't even think about addressing them, about taking our thoughts regarding them captive. They happened, we move on, and it shapes us more than we wanted it to. And so this new attitude says, I'm putting off the old self. I'm going to be made new in my mind, which makes me new in my thoughts and my actions. And this new attitude is one that honors Jesus. It's one that represents Jesus. It's one that proclaims Jesus. It's difficult to do that when I'm grumbling, when I'm angry, when I'm overly defensive. And a new attitude says I'm taking those thoughts captive early in the process. I'm not letting them build. I deal with each one. I remind myself that the bed's always been there, that my stubbing the toe on it isn't its fault. I need to be more careful. I need to be more aware of my surroundings. I need to be thankful that I have a bed to sleep in. My spilled coffee isn't its fault. It didn't just jump out of the cup, even though I tried to claim it did. I got sidetracked. I misjudged distance. I dropped it. But I can make another cup. I can clean up the mess. I have the ability, the means to do so. And I'm thankful for that coffee maker. And I deal with it. I take that thought captive and it doesn't add on to the bad drivers around me in traffic. And I'm thankful that I'm safe and that I'm learning to not be like those that I complain about. I have a comfortable, dry way to get to work. I take those thoughts captive. And this new attitude is a series of progressions where as each thought is taken captive, the old attitude doesn't have room to grow. It's dismissed. And the new attitude of gratitude, of praise, of worship begins to take its place. It's those seemingly simple steps, often so simple that we don't think anything about overlooking them. We're inclined to skip steps if we think it'll get us ahead further. And sometimes we get away with it. But sometimes it causes a bad attitude. And the good news is we can daily, multiple times a day, choose to put off the old self. Have a renewing of our mind through the Spirit of God. Take every thought captive. And live with a new attitude. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to take off the old self. You've given us your Son, Jesus. But you've also given us what we need in order to put on the new self. That's to be clothed with Christ, to be filled with His Spirit. And with that new self comes a new attitude. Oh, it's a work in progress. We understand that. We recognize that. And so it's my prayer that you would help us to keep working at it. Learning to take every thought captive, making it obedient to Jesus. Learning not to stack the disappointments of life on top of each other to where they're so large we're not sure how to handle them. To deal with those disruptions of life that take our attitude in a negative direction before they become too large. To consider each of those disruptions individually. Make them captive to your thoughts. So that we begin the next incident with a fresh mind. And God, as we continually learn to put our faith in you, to trust you when things are going like we want them to trust you when things seem to be falling apart. May that new attitude that we have in Christ, the attitude that says you who are in us is greater than the one in the world, today, may that new attitude be evident in the way that we interact with people, in the way that we represent Jesus, in the way that we lift him up so that all people would be drawn to him. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.